We check back in today with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on the March 25th edition of the Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're at the end of March now, so April's right around the corner.
It's coming.
It was a quick meeting, it looked like yesterday.
It was. There's only three items on the agenda. So we got right to it. And agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Roots and Roast LLC for a common victual license for the premise located at 1545 Hancock Street, formerly Pastry Land. Proposed manager Robert Amazzini. Proposed hours of operation 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Robert Amazzini was there. This is a rebrand of Pastry Land, same concept, a bakery, coffee. He w really wants to use local vendors for his roots and roast, and no changes in hours of operation. So that went through 5-0.
Very good.
And agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of M&L Auto Group Inc., doing business as Premier Auto, for a garage repair and Motor 2 license for the premise located at 251 Water Street due to a change of ownership. No change in operations. Hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Proposed manager, ZQ Me. ZQ Me was there. He was a 25-year employee at C&L Auto in Quincy, and got this opportunity to go to Premier. He definitely has a background and knows the rules and regulations of the garage repair and the Motor 2 licenses. So that's good. And that went through 5-0 as well.
Already, very good.
Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Elm Ave Corp, doing business as West Elm Variety, for a transfer of their off-premise package store wine and malt beverage license presently held by Sri Shiva Corp, doing business as West Elm Variety, for the premise located at 139 West Elm Ave, excuse me. The premise is a single-story retail business with approximately 1,200 square feet. Proposed manager, Tejah Patel. The application also includes a pledge of the license and inventory to Rockland Trust Company. Attorney John Ieda was there and spoke about this transfer. There's going to be no changes at West Elm Variety. This is a new owner, new manager. Taj Patel has over 10 years experience, has a spot now in Lynn, and looks forward to coming to Quincy. And that went through 5-0 as well. That concluded our agenda items, and our next hearing will be on April 8th.
Okay, so you had a full board, obviously, and everything was 5-0. So, yep.
Yes. So it went very well. Of course, as you know, we're always moving on in the city clerk's department onto something else, right? So,
Never a dull moment.
right, with spring here, just a friendly reminder to everyone, it's time to register your dog. Make sure that your dog's license is up to date. We will be holding a rabies clinic and dog license registration Saturday, April 12th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Richard J. Koch Park Complex at 1 Marymount Parkway, Quincy. Please bring proof of last rabies shot, The shot is $10 and the license is $10. You can get both there that day. It is cash only. And if you have any questions or concerns regarding that, we certainly have it on our city website. You can certainly renew by mail, make a check payable to the city of Quincy for $10. If you have any questions regarding your pup's rabies shot, you can call our office, 617-376-1135. We'll be happy to give you the information, or you can certainly call your dog's vet. Also, on April 12th, you have the opportunity to get a rabies shot for your cat as well.
Okay.
$10, same
$10.
price. We did expand the hours 10 to 2 this year, hoping to accommodate more people because it does get busy. And so that being said, like I said, you can email us at the city clerk's office if you have any questions, or call us at 617-376-1135.
Okay. What's the email, Nikki?
Clerk's office at clerks@quincyma.gov.
Okay.
Clerks@quincyma.gov.
Okay, very good. Excellent. And how long is a dog license good for? Is it just a year?
1 year.
1 year. Okay.
But the rabies shots, they have 1 year and 3 years. So, depending on when your dog's last shot was, sometimes you can get a 3 year.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. And that's a great service because it's very affordable. It's much more expensive at a vet's office. So it's,
That's for sure. That's
yeah.
for sure. And we're happy to do it. The girls love it. Seeing all the pups come, and it's just taken off too. So we actually expanded it another hour to hope, get more residents to accommodate more people.
Great. Okay. And they need to show proof of residency too.
No,
Yeah.
just the rabies information. We will ask you that information,
Okay.
but no proof of residency required.
Okay. Okay. Great. Appreciate it, Nikki. Always good to talk to you.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Talk to you in April.